police have said they're concerned about a 12-year-old girl who's not been seen since Friday afternoon. Tears Sharp left her grandmother's home in New Addington, as you've heard in the news, in South London, heading for the Whitgift Shopping Centre in Croydon. Police said that she only has a small amount of money and did not take her travel card or her mobile phone with her. They added that her disappearance is out of character and are appealing to for help in finding her. Clothing she was last seen in wearing is described as a yellow bandeau top, light grey leopard print leggings and black and pink Nike high top trainers. Of course, she's well known and frequent in Croydon, in Mitcham, in Wimbledon areas of South London. So if you do say anything, of course, the police are appealing for information. Last night, her grandmother was on the phone to LBC 97.3.
It's not in her character to not contact somebody in any way whatsoever if there was a change of plan. She always knew, it was me, her mum, her dad, well, her stepdad, her granddad, her uncle, her auntie, she always contacted somebody. I'm a support worker. I'd done a waking night. When I got home, I actually fell asleep. And it wasn't until about 7:15 that I'd finally realised, no, this is it. And that was it. We just started hunting the streets everywhere. I can't congratulate the people of New Addington, Pollardville, Mitcham, for all coming together and doing the searches and keeping their phones on and being up and everything else. Everybody has been absolutely fantastic. The only thing that's pulling it down is all the false responses we're getting. We're getting nothing positive. And it's all the false ones. We need people to, oh, maybe it was her, maybe it wasn't, okay, fine. But we're getting Facebook messages where no names are left, there's no numbers, they're not answering when you're getting onto them. And it's that's the type of thing we need to stop. If you've got information, at least leave a number.